reality, and we made laughs on the floor here, or with the children in the worship center for the youngest children who are not in the nursery. And the children, Mrs. Yasa's class is called the Messengers of Truth. Those, this year, those are all first graders. So that you know the names that go with the faces in front of you, I want to introduce them for you. Maybe have them introduce themselves. Your name, sir?
Carter.
And you are in?
First grade. I'm Anna, and I'm in first grade.
Anna Suarez, first grade.
I'm Joey, I'm in first grade.
And your last name, Joey?
Kimball.
Joey Kimball. And beside you? What's your name, Anna? Lauren. Lauren. What? Lauren, what? Right table. She says, I heard her. Lauren Kimball, and you're in. Lauren Kimball is in preschool. And next to her is Jillian. What's your last name, Jillian? Jillian O'Connor. Both of those children are in the Worship Center. These three are in the other class. So they've been working together, singing some songs and learning a lot this year about the Bible. We took our lead from this year being a year that many people in our church are reading through the Bible. So that's what we focus on. We learn things about the Bible and some things from the Bible. So this morning we're sharing three short songs and a finger play. And I think if you listen carefully, you're going to be surprised at just what they know about the Bible, and you may learn a few things yourself. So listen carefully and enjoy.
Yes, I love God. make a joyful noise, a noise of love and care.
Praise God with generosity and compassion.
Sing to the Lord with acts of kindness.
Give God the glory with missions of mercy.
Make a joyful noise, a noise of love and care.
Praise God with justice and righteousness.
Please be seated and join me in a time of confession. God of glory, we do not always see your glory in the world around us. When we see a person in need, it is not easy to look them in the eye. When we hear a cry for help, it is not easy to offer her quick assurance. When we know of a lonely prisoner, it is not easy to make that unannounced visit. Forgive us when we fail to see you in our everyday lives. Forgive us when we are afraid to act, afraid to care. Encourage us, God, forward. Help us see others with the eyes of compassion, that we might be of your loving presence in the world.
Our Creator God sees our hunger and gives us food. Christ the Healer touches our wounds, offering comfort and blessed relief. The Spirit blows through us, cools our fever, and eases our pain.
God sees and touches and heals all our wounds. Thanks be to God.
This part is not written in the bulletin, which is a surprise. I wanted to give a few thank yous. Thank you so much to the parents. You guys have amazing children, and you trust us with them for an hour a week, and we enjoyed that, so that was good. And I've had so much fun with this group of kids. Helping Tim oversee National League has been such a joy for me. They taught me way more than I thought that, believe me. But I wanted to say thank you to the parents. I wanted to say thank you to Pastor Bob and Karen for working with our younger kids. But I also, what I really want to say thank you is for is to my teachers. So if all of you could come up, Tim, Kareem, Lynn, and I guess, could you guys all come up here? There's a lot of amazing people in this church, and I'm just meeting everybody. I've only been here not even a year yet, but these four people are the most incredible people I've ever met. And I'm going to cry. They're so awesome. So, Leanne works in the worship center, and she's been doing it forever. And it's amazing. I hope we get more children for her, because the things that she teaches them is incredible. And if one day I ever get married and have children, I want her to have my kids. So, such an asset to the school. I hope you find an awesome place for you in the church school. You did a great job with these kids. It's a difficult group. Age-wise, not kid-wise. They're wonderful kids. But I'm really just thankful that I had you for everything that I had you for. So thank you. I love you. One of them's her own, so don't feel too bad at her. And you did a great job with them, and anything I asked you to do with them, you did with no question. And she also was one of my amazing logos teachers, she was probably with me the most throughout this year, so thank you for everything. These names of these classes, these are all set up. The kids pick their names. So they were going to do the shiny carpet room, but little bit Tim got me to do this naturally instead. Great group of kids you got to work with, and it was a pleasure working with you. And I hope you continue next year with me on this journey. I'm going to need you. And we have Leah.
Today's reading is from Matthew 25, chapters 31 through 46, page 29, in the New Testament portion of your pew Bibles. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. The kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or needing clothes, or sick or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, for the righteous to eternal life.
Well, they're getting ready, and he's going to tell you that these guys came up with this all themselves. They have two ideas, one is a very literal interpretation, the other involves a fun aspect, so we might just be a little They're going to try to be as loud as possible. So, might just be a little extra fun.
Can we get that guy?
Do you think he's homeless?
Because he is lazy or something else?
Kind of almost glassy.
You are right. He's just a not scared of people.
That's too bad. We should build him up. Okay, just thank you.
Thank you. Because when you help my people, you help me.
This year, the Teen Action League has participated in a lot of community service. It has not only deepened our faith, but it's shown us how we can make a connection to people who are in our community outside the church. We are here to tell you how we felt about it. Something I've learned from being a part of this church is the importance of giving back. Also, being a part of the mission trip has really shown me different ways, and it's opened me up to all the ways that I can give back. For example, 2 years ago, when I went on the mission trip, there were two little kids that at the house that I was painting and working on, and they never really told us how grateful they were, but we could just tell by the smile on their faces that they were really happy that we were there and communicating with them and spreading God's word. And last year, my resident was just, he didn't really show us how he felt until the very end when he gave us big hugs, and it was just amazing to see what the impact we made. And it was just, it was amazing. It deepened my, not only my faith, but it showed me that I could help other people grow closer to God. And it shows us how we can help not only our community, but other communities. And it change, not only just changes their lives, but it can change your own as well.
For me, the best part of helping out in the soup kitchen at the rescue mission was just making people happy and spreading God's love. One time I remember specifically is when a man came in wearing a Super Bowl t-shirt. Since we had all planned to wear Super Bowl clothes that day, we were able to share a smile with this man about our clothes. We gave him not only a meal, but also a sense of friendship. Another time I really remember is when a girl who was about 7 years old came in. It wasn't just adults coming to the rescue mission, but kids too. It was great to be able to help her have a happy life.
This year we also did a collection drive, and what was really shocking to me was how so many people need these little things in life, you know, like toiletries or an extra piece of food. But what was also shocking to me was how much people were willing to help out. You know, seeing the box down there, you know, every Sunday full with stuff to donate to the rescue mission, it really made me feel good that we were helping somebody who was less fortunate than us.
This is what Kyle had to say about it. It felt amazing to help people in my community who were in need by serving them lunch or just putting a smile on their face. I hope that many others will be able to have this experience and will want to continue to volunteer.
Here's what Leah had to say about it. I enjoyed making and helping the little kids make Christmas decorations for the people who need their Christmases brightened. It felt nice to help Jesus' people when I helped serve lunch.
Parker said that the whole experience really changed the way I think about what I have and that I have some things other people don't have the luxury of owning. I value what I have more than I ever did before. Volunteering really opened up my eyes to the fact that I'm lucky to have what I do. As you can probably tell, we had so much fun helping others in our community this year, as Jesus taught us to do. And we're really looking forward to continuing to help others this summer on the mission trip and next school year.
The Rescue Mission is just a group around New York that helps out people, and it's not just in New York, it's all over the place. The mission is to share Christ's love and provide biblically based services that meet the spiritual and practical needs of the poor. Their other vision is to help every person they serve to move toward independence and spiritual fulfillment through Jesus Christ. They honor God by trusting and obeying Him.
At the Rescue Mission, we believe that people matter most and that all interactions are opportunities to love people. We know that the gospel of Jesus Christ transforms lives. We minister to the whole person, we operate with integrity, and we strive for excellence in all that we do.
Everyone was involved. Each Christian nurture classroom took part in projects involving the mission work of the Rescue Mission.
Pre-kindergarten to third grade students decorated lunch bags, made Christmas ornaments, and decorated the Rescue Mission's soup kitchen.
In addition to the projects that the younger students did, the fourth through seventh grade classroom also packed drumsticks.
The Teen Action League has dedicated the school year to helping the Rescue Mission with collection drives, volunteering at the soup kitchen, and assisting the younger students with projects.
Throughout the year, we have collected all sorts of things for the Rescue Mission. We've collected everything from food and clothing to men's toiletries and monetary donations. It really doesn't matter what time of year or how the weather is. From the cold winter months to the hot summer days, they still need donations. We have provided the Rescue Mission with many of the things that they have asked for, and they have been very thankful to us, and we have also been very thankful to them for the experiences they gave us. It was really eye-opening to see that they needed things like winter jackets, which we had always taken for granted. Though we weren't in direct contact with them, it was still overall a very moving experience. We'll be continuing the collections throughout the summer.
A little after Christmas time, we had the great experience of helping out at the soup kitchen. Us, youth group, Tea Action League, some of the group served food in a lunchline style, and others were able to help prepare food. It was just overall a great experience and an amazing time.
Please join me in thanking Sarah Moses for putting this together and all of this. Handing out thanks to, I want to just be pretty intentional in saying that we emphasize that we appreciate youth of all ages. All ages, which means that I need to thank very sincerely and intentionally Kathy Pickerlane for doing a great job with the older youth of the church in adult studies. I don't know about you, but I learned an awful lot this year from Kathy's teaching and her diligent care and focused attention on reading through the Bible and all kinds of other experiences. So please join me.